Dr. Lawrence White of Our Savior Lutheran Church in Houston, Texas, on why they support Issues Etc.
Our Savior in Houston has deliberately included Issues Etc. as a significant part of our outreach ministry, and we regard every dollar that we've committed to this ministry is a dollar well spent in the extension of the kingdom of God, the proclamation of the Lord Jesus Christ, the demonstration that our Lord Jesus is not irrelevant to what's going on in the culture, that our historic biblical Lutheran theology is more urgently needed at this moment than at any other moment in history, and Issues Etc. is in the forefront of that movement.
To find out how your congregation can support this worldwide outreach, visit the support page of our website, issuesetc.org, and look for the Issues Etc. 300. All right, it is Thursday afternoon, but I'm going to be on the road tomorrow. I'm going to be in Dearborn, Michigan, speaking at an apologetics conference at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Dearborn, Michigan, on the very kind invitation of Pastor Joel Baisley there on Friday evening. And that means, because I won't be here tomorrow, we're going to do Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week today, this Thursday afternoon, for the last half hour. It's a simple game that we play where you listen to four soundbites that we've picked out, and then you get to pick which of the four should be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. And it's your opportunity to win the LPR bundle package, and I have Issues t-shirt and Issues Etc. travel mug, pin, and bumper sticker. Soundbite number one this week comes from Pastor Jason Broughton. What's the problem when we are bored in church?
It's a failure to recognize who we are in church with. I have two young boys, and they love to play, and particularly they love to play with me. They love to tackle and tickle. They love to jump on my back to swing from their arms in the air. And we can do this for hours, but they never tire of it. In fact, once one boy's turn is over, they're immediately saying, "Let's do it again. Can we do it again, Dad?" And because they're with Dad, that's all that matters. And I think a similar thing goes on in church. We fail to remember who we are with, that we are gathered there with the Lord Jesus Christ, the risen Lord Jesus Christ, who comes to be with us in his very body and blood, to take away all of our sin, to give us his Holy Spirit, his righteousness, his holiness, so that we will not die, but we will live forever. And it's a failure to recognize the presence of the crucified but risen Jesus that leads us to boredom.
That soundbite number one should be soundbite of the week, 1-877-623-6943. Call us with your vote, and you get to vote first, 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number two, Pastor George Borghardt, with the gospel for those who haven't been abstinent.
The Lord looks at his bride with all her unfaithfulness. He looks at her bride and all the times that she has run after other gods and all the times in which she has run and lived for herself. And he looks at her and he says, "Holy, pure, mine." And he dresses her in white robes, robes dipped in blood. He dresses her and then he says, "Pure." The forgiveness of sins in Christ Jesus is and the cleansing waters of our baptism are the only thing which truly make us pure. The abstinence stuff is good in the sense that it makes us aware of this, but it's law, and law ends in law. Law ends in guilt. Law ends in despair. And so you're abstinent until you find somebody who you're really close to, and then you fall off the wagon. No. Find your forgiveness. Find your virginity in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's unlosable. And it lasts for all eternity because it rests on his blood.
All right, that's soundbite number two, Pastor George Borghardt on the gospel for those who have not been abstinent. Here's soundbite number three, Pastor Peter Bender singing the national anthem at Wrigley Field. right, that's soundbite number three. Pastor Peter Bender singing the national anthem at Wrigley Field recently, a regular guest here on Issues Etc. Here's soundbite number four. Get ready to vote and pick Issues Etc. Soundbite of the week, live this Thursday afternoon, October the 11th. Soundbite number four from Pastor Will Whedon on the difference between a hymn and what he calls a ditty.
These are hymns that you can go to death with. That's the great thing about a hymn. These are the hymns that the children of Zion sing as they go home. So they're good for all the sufferings and hardships of this life. They're good for all the joys and happiness of this life. And they're good for the agony and pain of death. They get you all the way through. And that's what's the difference between a hymn and a ditty. A hymn's designed to do that heavy job. A ditty's just designed to make everybody know you're feeling happy at the moment. Big whoop. You go through a lot of circumstances in life where a ditty ain't going to get you through. You need something bigger, something stronger. You need the hymns of the church. Time will sort out the great ones from the not so great, and the church will carry them forward. The key is that the church receives this heritage and she adds to it ever so gingerly, ever so carefully over time. She doesn't replace it. The hymns are the people's song. They're preaching. If you wholesale change that out, you've changed the people. And the church has this growing pile she's been carrying forward for these centuries, and it keeps on being enriched. But she doesn't take the new and say, that's all we'll do. She takes the new and puts it with all the treasures of the old. And you hear in the new, ringing through the new, the same thing that rang through the old. It's this wonderful proclamation.
All right, that's soundbite number four, Pastor Will Whedon, the difference between a hymn and a ditty. It's time for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Your vote picks Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You can vote by giving us a call live this Thursday afternoon, 1-877-623-6943. This break is a great time to call, 1-877-623-6943. Or you can send us an email right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. Or you can also vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Your chance to win the LPR bundle package, an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. You'll pick Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week after this.
Coming Friday, November 2nd, and Saturday, November 3rd, Issues Etc. 24. It's a live 24-hour broadcast of Issues Etc. from 3 in the afternoon Central Time on November 2nd through 3 in the afternoon Central on November 3rd. Issues Etc. 24, Friday, November 2nd, and Saturday, November 3rd. Listen live at issuesetc.org.
Would you like for us to post information about your congregation on the Find a Church page of our website? We'll add your church when it becomes part of the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your church's mission or advertising budget. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 at issuesetc.org. Click support and publicize your congregation to the world.
Putting Christ back into Christian radio, you're listening to Issues Etc.
The church's music from the second century.
Shepherd of tender youth, guiding in love and truth.
The sixth century. The 12th century. The 16th century. The 21st century. The best of the church's music from the past 2,000 years. LutheranPublicRadio.org.
I know what's wrong, and I'm gonna give you the fact. You got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. It is now time for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. I know it's Thursday afternoon. I'm going to be on the road speaking in Dearborn, Michigan at an apologetics conference at Emmanuel Lutheran Church up there. Everybody's welcome to come to that great apologetics conference, Emmanuel Lutheran in Dearborn, Michigan. That's going to be me tomorrow. So you and I this afternoon on this Thursday afternoon playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, sending us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. or visiting our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number one is Pastor Jason Broughton, "What's the Problem When We Are Bored in Church?" Soundbite number two, Pastor George Borghardt on the gospel for those who haven't been abstinent. Soundbite number three, Pastor Peter Bender singing the national anthem at Wrigley Field recently. And soundbite number four, Pastor Will Whedon on the difference between a hymn and a ditty. Let's go first to Ann in St. Louis. Hi, Ann.
Oh, good afternoon. I am voting for number one, and the reason I am, the first thing I thought of there was the verse where Jesus says, "Draw near to me, and I will draw near to you." And I have to think, if he's drawn near to you, how can you be bored with him?
Well, that's great. So picking up beautifully on that, Anne, thank you very much, and thanks for your vote for Soundbite of the Week. That's a vote for Soundbite number one. Let's see what James in Kirkwood, Missouri has to say. Hi, James.
Yes, I'm going to go for number four with the hymn. That's kind of the hot topic of the day lots of times, and very succinctly said and very good.
James, thank you very much. I appreciate your vote for Soundbite of the Week. That's Soundbite number four, Pastor Will Whedon on the difference between a hymn and a ditty. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Let's see. Scott's listening in Illinois. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Pastor. I'm voting for Soundbite number four. Oh, I pity the generation that has nothing better than a praise chorus ditty to take to their graves. This is why we need to teach the best hymns to children, so when they're old, they'll not depart from them. Personally, if I have to stand before the judgment throne, I want to be singing "My Hope is Built on Nothing Less than Jesus' Blood and Righteousness."
Me too. Scott, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Illinois. Emily listens in Nebraska. Emily says, "I'd like to vote for soundbite number four. That would be Pastor Will Whedon on the difference between a hymn and a ditty. Pastor Whedon really nails the distinction between any great work of art and modern drivel. One reveals something new each time you revisit it. The other becomes dated and irrelevant. One has the power to teach and instruct, while the other shouts about the artist, 'Look at what I did.' One becomes a classic, and the other is here today, gone tomorrow." Wow, that could be a soundbite all by itself. Emily, thanks for listening up in Nebraska. Tim listens in Webster Groves, Missouri. Tim, thanks for waiting.
Yeah, but Emily really said it. I got to go with a thing about ditties and hymns, even though Wrigley Field is hard to pass up.
So you're going for soundbite number four, Pastor Will Whedon?
I'm going for number four.
And why would that be?
Because there is I've got this thing about...
Oh, I think we might have lost poor Tim in Webster Groves. Thanks for your vote anyway. He did get it in. Pastor Will Whedon on the difference between a ditty and a hymn. Chris listens in Adel, Wisconsin. Chris says, "Jason Broughton, which would be soundbite number one, puts a human face on our disease. It's more than just the church that we are bored with. We're bored with the one who we are with, the one who gave his life for us, died and rose again, and comes to bless." Chris, thanks for listening in Wisconsin, and thanks for your vote for Soundbite of the Week. What about the rest of you? Still plenty of time to get in your vote and pick Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-6943, talkback@issuesetc.org, or you can leave your vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Matthew in Illinois says his vote is for soundbite number three, Pastor Peter Bender singing the national anthem at Wrigley Field. He says his rendition of the national anthem, it's a perfect blend of theology, patriotism, and he says the Cubbies too. Thank you very much for listening in Illinois, Matthew. Chris listens in Toledo, Ohio. He's voting for soundbite number four, Pastor Will Whedon, on the difference between a ditty and a hymn. He says Pastor Whedon is a gift to the body and his love for Christ is contagious. Thanks for listening up in Toledo, Chris. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month. Speaking of hymns, oh my goodness. Do you realize that when Martin Luther wrote his first hymn, he wrote it right after translating the New Testament? He had translated the New Testament, so he's just chock full of all the good things that are in the New Testament, of Christ and Him crucified, the message of the apostles. And then, in less than a year, he cranked out 24 hymns. And now he is hailed as one of the greatest hymn writers in the Reformation stream. And you'll see it, you'll hear it for yourself in the Issues, Etc. Book of the Month for October. Martin Luther, Hymns, Ballads, Chants, Truth. It's actually a 4-CD set of Luther's hymns and ballads and chants. And they're there for you to listen to in the Issues, Etc. Book of the Month for October. Find out more about it at our website, issuesetc.org. Or call Concordia Publishing House. Ask them to send you the Issues, Etc. Book of the Month for October, a 4-CD set, Martin Luther, Hymns, Ballads, Chants, Truth. Their toll-free number, 1-800-325-3040. 1-800-325-3040. Sarah in Denver, Colorado has a vote for soundbite number 4 because one of my biggest pet peeves right now is dealing with people who don't like that I only consider hymns appropriate for church. And she says her vote's for Pastor Whedon. And thanks for listening in Denver. Tamara listens in Kansas. She's voting for soundbite number 1, Pastor Jason Broughton, on what's the problem when we are bored in church. Tamara says, it's both amazing and humbling to think about the fact that Christ is truly present and truly forgiving us each Sunday. Tamara, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Kansas. Kathy has vote for soundbite number 1, too. She says, I look forward to church. I'm never bored, and I'm a little sad when the service ends. Pastor Broughton is correct that we wouldn't be bored if we realized who we are with. Doug listens in Canada. He says, having listened to all the soundbites, I vote for soundbite number 1. It's hard to pass up voting for Pastor Bender's great rendition of the Star-Spangled Banner, but Pastor Broughton's point regarding the Father's love given and revealed in the divine service is just spot on. Well, thank you very much, and thank you for listening in Canada. That means soundbite of the week this week, according to your votes, is soundbite number 4. It's Pastor Will Whedon on the difference between a hymn and a ditty. Here it is.
These are hymns that you can go to death with. That's the great thing about a hymn. These are the hymns that the children of Zion sing as they go home. So they're good for all the sufferings and hardships of this life. They're good for all the joys and happiness of this life. And they're good for the agony and pain of death. They get you all the way through. And that's what's the difference between a hymn and a ditty. A hymn's designed to do that heavy job. A ditty's just designed to make everybody know you're feeling happy at the moment. Big whoop. You go through a lot of circumstances in life where a ditty ain't going to get you through. You need something bigger, something stronger. You need the hymns of the church. Time will sort out the great ones from the not so great, and the church will carry them forward. The key is that the church receives this heritage and she adds to it ever so gingerly, ever so carefully over time. She doesn't replace it. The hymns are the people's song. They're preaching. If you wholesale change that out, you've changed the people. And the church has this growing pile she's been carrying forward for these centuries, and it keeps on being enriched. But she doesn't take the new and say, that's all we'll do. She takes the new and puts it with all the treasures of the old. And you hear in the new, ringing through the new, the same thing that rang through the old. This wonderful proclamation.
That is winner of Soundbite of the Week this week. Soundbite number 4, Pastor Will Whedon, the difference between a hymn and a ditty. And the winner of the LPR bundle package is Chris in Adel, Wisconsin. If you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. We will send you the LPR bundle package. Coming up in just a couple weeks, the first Friday and Saturday of November, that's the 2nd and the 3rd, believe it or not, Issues Etc. 24, at long last, 24 continuous live hours of Issues Etc. with some of the very best guests that we've got and great topics. We're going to be covering theological topics from the Trinity, the two natures in Christ, good works, new obedience, law and gospel, Christ coming in judgment, and everything in between. Over 24 hours of live Issues Etc. beginning on Friday, November the 2nd at 3 p.m. Central, and running through Saturday, November the 3rd, 3 p.m. Central. 24 hours. We invite you to listen all through the 24 hours, to give us a call, and to enjoy those 24 hours of Issues Etc. with us when they roll around in November. In the meantime, let people know what you're going to be doing when you're listening to Issues Etc. 24. All you got to do, go to our website, issuesetc.org, and on the very bottom of the homepage, you will find the new Issues Etc. 24 YouTube video that you can share with your friends to let them know what you're going to be doing November 2nd and November 3rd through those 24 hours. You'll be listening to Issues Etc. 24. We won't be sleeping. We don't expect you to sleep either because we've got so much good Issues Etc. 24 hours of it, live and continuous, November 2nd and the 3rd, beginning at 3 p.m. on that Friday. Tomorrow on Issues Etc., we'll talk with Dr. Mike Horton of the White Horse Inn about the church versus the parachurch. Also tomorrow, we'll discuss the missional movement with Pastor Lucas Woodford. That's tomorrow, Friday, on Issues Etc. When you think about the kind of songs that the church has held fast to, really the kind of songs whose proclamation holds the church fast, accompanies Christians from birth, baptism, through their life as children. We learn them and memorize them even when some of the words we don't understand, and we grow into them, and we grow into the faith that they proclaim centered in Jesus Christ and his sacrifice at the cross, and they carry us all the way to the end of life and beyond. They really are the new song, always new song, of Christ Church. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Trinity Orchard Farm is settled between two rivers showing the way to the water of life. For worship that is reverent, relevant, and refreshing like pure water, or for excellent education in a unique setting, check out our church and school. We're just 5 miles north of Highway 370 on Highway 94 in St. Charles County. Visit us on the web at trinityorchardfarm.com. That's trinityorchardfarm.com. Our phone number is 636-250-3350.
The Issues Etc. Book of the Month is a 4-CD set of all the hymns, ballads, and chants composed and authored by Martin Luther. It's titled Martin Luther, Hymns, Ballads, Chants, Truth. Find out more at issuesetc.org or call Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040. Listen to A Mighty Fortress, From Heaven Above, Dear Christians One and All Rejoice, and 36 other recordings in Martin Luther, Hymns, Ballads, Chants, Truth.